sports, politics, life. 360 Document Solutions presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at 360documentsolutions.com.
I try really hard to not state the obvious when we do this podcast every day. I feel like in a lot of different media you may consume, there is a lot of repetitiveness with what people are saying, and this applies both in sports and in politics and news stories that are going on. And I know that there are times that I certainly cannot avoid that, that there's things that we're talking about that everybody's talking about, and maybe there's some sameness to it. We try really hard here to try to either find a different angle or a different commentary about a story that's taking place that maybe other people aren't thinking of or saying and doing things that way, or just trying to find something completely different. And one of the persons that I talk about a lot on this podcast is Quentin Lucas, the mayor of Kansas City, because he's really the epitome of everything that is wrong in America. And not necessarily him personally. Heck, I don't know if he's my next door neighbor. We might be friends in some way. If I knew him personally, I might like him. He seems like an affable, likable, smart enough guy. But the constant running around as a liberal politician trying to convince people that you're somewhere in the middle is really troublesome to me. Barack Obama was the master at this. Bill Clinton did some of it. But Bill Clinton was actually basically a pretty conservative Democrat by a lot of counts. But Barack Obama really put the playbook out there for how to ascend in your career and get to a place where you can win a big office and then just go as far left as you want and there's nothing anybody can do about it. It's obviously what Joe Biden's done. He used to be a very conservative Democrat, tough on crime. Now he's the most liberal president we've ever had, being pushed and pulled and tugged and forced to do things by his handlers on the left. So I don't want to make this about Mayor Q. I talk about him too much probably, but one of the things that I don't understand in America is how we get entrenched in pointing fingers, calling names, you know, talking about this issue or that issue, and I'm digging in. This is the way I believe. And too rarely do we ever look at results and say, what is working? Honestly, what is working? We've talked about this a little bit between the Trump presidency and the Biden presidency because they're so new and fresh in our minds. We saw that Trump's policies worked for America. You could see that. And it worked for a majority of Americans. People across all racial divisions, religious, gender, sexual preference, none of that mattered. Every boat rose under Trump. We saw it. COVID came along. Democrats come around and they want to lock you down. They want to force all these policies on you. Americans don't like it. We'll see if they're really revolting on it. We'll find out in November as the midterms take place. We'll find out. But I feel like people don't pay enough attention to the actual results. What works in America? What actually works? And that leads me to something that I saw as kind of almost a throwaway segment on Tucker Carlson on Monday night. He had the mayor of Miami on. And I found this to be just really fascinating. Francis Suarez is a Republican mayor in Miami, Florida, which was shocking to me, even though I know that South Florida is very Republican and most Cuban Americans are overwhelmingly conservative. I have a couple of friends that are Cuban Americans and they're absolutely conservatives. But I was surprised to learn as I dug into this a little bit more after I saw the interview, I was like, that didn't tell me much about this mayor. I have not learned much about Francis Suarez. So I went on, I started reading about him, and he won his election to become mayor of Miami by getting 86% of the vote. Now, understand that almost every major city in America is led by a Democrat. The premise of this story is, in a time of historic violence in the United States, especially in our big cities, and there's been a lot of focus on New York, D.C., L.A., places like that, they all have Democrat mayors. Kansas City is setting another record this year for homicides. Quentin Lucas is our mayor. I think we're at about 110 right now. I've lost track. There's so many. We're at about 110. Kansas City is what? Half the size of Miami? Let's say we're half the size of Miami, and we're at 110 homicides. And Francis Suarez, the Republican mayor in Miami, who has doubled down on funding for the police, increased the size, built them up when the George Floyd riots and such were happening around the country. He built it up. They did not have riots in Miami. He said, we're not tolerating this. If you're going to do this, we will arrest you and prosecute you to the fullest extent of the law and lock you up for a long period of time. You will not break property. You will not burn things. You are not going to riot in my city. This mayor is 44 years old. He looks like a GQ model. He is the first mayor of Miami ever born in Miami, and he is the first mayor of Miami since 1996 that was not born in Cuba. Now, I think he's of Cuban descent, but he was born in the United States. He was born in Miami. These are all things I did not know, and everybody needs to think about this. This is a culture of people from Cuba that are conservative, that they are led by Republicans, and while we've got 110 homicides in Kansas City, Miami this year has 28. 28. This is going to be the lowest crime year in Miami, Florida, since 1930. They have a Republican mayor. They've doubled down on the police force. They're not tolerating it. They're a vacation area. They need low crime. Tourism is everything. And I was fascinated to hear the statistics of this mayor. They have 1.4% unemployment. They have obviously no income tax in Florida. He runs on a platform of, and this is fairly generic, but when you think about this, this appeals to a lot of people. This is what Suarez runs on. His entire mayoral campaign and reign as mayor of Miami is about, one, quality of life, two, a path to prosperity for everyone, and three, resiliency. And I think three is the most interesting of those. Quality of life, we know what that is. That's low crime. You're not going to get mugged. You've got beautiful weather here. We're going to keep the place clean. It's going to look good. We'll trim our palm trees. Everything. You're going to have a good quality of life here. Path to prosperity is very simple. For Cuban Americans, that's easy. That's why they're here. Path to prosperity. There's going to be a way for you to make money, have a good career, have a good job, not pay a bunch of taxes. We're not going to overtax you. You're going to be able to take care of your family. And then resiliency to me is the most interesting of all because it says you have to get up off the mat yourself. We're going to provide these things for you, but you have to be resilient. You can't run around Miami with excuses blaming other people for all your problems and whining about things all day, every day. We must be resilient, all of us. When things don't go perfectly for you, get your ass up off the mat and figure it out. And I like that. And that platform works. Look, this is not a conservative in the mode of people that you may know, or certainly not a conservative in the mode that I am. As I researched him, he did not vote for Ron DeSantis 4 years ago, but plans to this time. Voted for the other guy. So he is apparently, these are watered down Republicans. I don't know however you want to say it. Tough on crime, low taxes, quality of life, path to prosperity. These are very conservative things for me. These are the most important conservative things. We know a lot of the other social issues and stuff are not as high up with an awful lot of Republican voters. They're over-exaggerated by the left that this is all we live and think about. It's not. What this mayor is talking about is what we need in every city. We need this in New York fast. We need it in D.C. We need it in L.A. And if that means they're socially liberal, what does anybody care? Run your city safely. Create prosperity for people. And I don't think the guy likes Donald Trump. I don't think they're friends. I think there's some sort of a personal thing there or a cultural thing that, hey, you're just a little too whatever for me. But keep your eye on this guy's name. His name is Francis Suarez. He is a 44-year-old GQ-looking mayor of Miami, Florida, which in an era of record homicides and crimes in almost every major city in America, those which are run by Democrats, he is about to have the lowest homicide rate in Miami since 1930. This is absolutely remarkable. That is a story that everybody needs to hear. And what I don't get is when we have these stories, and they are everywhere, where Republicans are in charge, life is better. This just can't even be argued. There's nobody that can deny that. There's no feel good, I'm better than you, I care more than you story that can overcome the fact that where Republicans are in charge, life is better. Crime is lower. People are happier. More people are working. It just works. Conservatism works. And I don't know why it is so hard to show this and prove this to Americans. If we cannot do this in November, right after the record economy that Donald Trump had and all the money everybody made and the stock market going up. And yes, COVID sucked. And yes, they weaponized COVID against him and got him out of office. They're really good at, you know, weaponizing, targeting, villainizing people on the right and winning elections. But when they're in charge, they do nothing that helps anybody. Why can't we on the right show this to more people in America? How come we have such a hard time? And I'm not talking about a presidential race here. Okay, they've done this in Miami. Why can't people in Kansas City, why can't we go to Kansas City, Missouri, and teach residents in Kansas City, Missouri, what this mayor in Miami has done for Miami? Why can't we show that that is better for people that want a pathway to prosperity? Forget what minority you are. If you live in the inner city, generally speaking, these people vote left because they're in these groups of block voters that have been told, you're oppressed, everybody's out to get you, you have to vote for Democrats, we're going to give you free stuff. That's basically, and it has not worked. It has not worked for decades, and it's gotten nobody out of there. But it's working in Miami, where there's a Republican mayor. Why can't we teach this to people who live, or at least show it and open your mind to, or let us teach your children about this? You know, take your 14-year-old and show them what's happening in Miami versus what's happening here. Well, we have record homicides here. They have the lowest homicide rate since 1930 in Miami. For the life of me, I cannot figure out how it's so hard for us to get this message across to people. Look, maybe people don't care. Maybe they don't want to know. There's a lot of voters that probably just don't want to be educated on these things or know. They've just been told their whole life, vote for this party, do this, do that, and then they just go do it. I've got plenty of examples in today's podcast of knuckleheads that you could sit down and tell stories to about this and they wouldn't care. Okay, this is a good story for this audience. You folks are into this. And heck, I didn't know what's going on in Miami. I know about the Cuban-American culture. I'm well-versed on that. But I had no idea that Miami itself was doing so well right now under a Republican mayor with the policies that he's implemented. He's in a second term. It's remarkable. It's absolutely remarkable. And these are the things that we have got to show more people in America. You know, at the very same time, it's not going very well in Washington, D.C., where Mayor Muriel Bowser is screaming and jumping up and down. She wants the National Guard to help her with 7,000 illegals that have been dumped in Washington, D.C. It is the second time she's asked the federal government for help. It is every Democrat mayor in America's ploy. Every time they get in a bind, it doesn't matter. They're all upside down. They spend more money than they have. They tax people more. And then what the hell does every mayor in America do that's a Democrat? They scream about the feds and say, give us money. Come on, D.C., give us money. Instead of figuring out how to run your city, you just want more money from the federal government. Right now, she wants money and support from the National Guard. The Pentagon has said, no, we can't let you do that because if they're doing this, they're not equipped to do it, first of all. It's not what they do. It'll be an extended mission, and these people need to keep training in case something real happens here in D.C. In a city the size of Washington, D.C., 7,000 illegals are nothing. Nothing compared to Eagle Pass, Texas, or dozens of places in Arizona along the border that are just overwhelmed with illegals. This started out as a photo op. Greg Abbott's doing a good thing. He's doing a very, very good thing. Now, the numbers aren't very big in New York yet, but 7,000 apparently is kind of a nice little tipping point in D.C. because these people are out wandering around and they got nowhere to go. And so everybody sees them. They're going to have to support them. They've got to get them food and shelter and clothes. They got to take care of them because they're Democrats. We have to take care of all these people. You know, they just want you to, they just want the Texans, the Republicans down there to take care of everybody. And Abbott just keeps sending them. I love that he's sending them. That's not enough. 70,000, 7,000 is not enough. 70,000 maybe is enough. Keep sending them. You're sending them to the right places. New York and D.C. You want to get attention for the problem at the border, flood Washington, D.C. and New York City. You could not pick two better cities. That is exactly where they belong. This is fantastic. Keep doing it. Muriel Bowser's about to lose her mind because she says she doesn't have the resources to handle this. And that bothers me in no way, shape, or form at all. Just doesn't bother me at all. So, I like it. Keep sending them. Did you know that Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, I was looking this up last night as I was getting ready for the podcast today. I knew I wanted to talk about his policy, which I thought was silly and kind of a photo op in the beginning. But as he's done it now for months, we are getting to a place where it's into the thousands in Washington, D.C., which is making a difference there. So I applaud him for what he's doing. It's costing Texans money, but not as much as it would cost them to keep them there. So keep sending that. It looks like we've got a trigger point in D.C. That seems to be the place. I'd go a step further. I'd drop them all right in front of the White House and the Capitol is where I'd drop them. I just put them right in front of Biden, right in front of Pelosi. Just keep dropping them at the places of highest security where congressmen and senators come and go. That's where I drop them so they could see them every day and see what's going on and see what's going on with these buses. But I was researching Greg Abbott, and I've known he's in a wheelchair. I never looked up why he's in a wheelchair. And maybe you've heard this story. If you haven't, it's your jaw's about to drop. He was 25 years old, 26 years old. He had graduated from college, then graduated from law school. He lived in Houston, and he went for a jog. And he's on this run in Houston. A tree breaks, and a tree branch falls and crushes him and breaks his spine in several places. That's why Greg Abbott is in a wheelchair. That is unbelievable. You're out for a jog and a tree falls on you? I had no idea. I did not know that story until last night when I read it. That's unbelievable. I'm all for him. You know, Ron DeSantis gets all the attention, and a lot of people think, you know, Greg Abbott is Ron DeSantis light, and that may be the case. He's doing a real good thing here. You know, I'm not so sure that there aren't some illegals maybe in Florida that DeSantis could round up and send up there too, although it might not be as popular in his state. Because a lot of those folks, maybe they're illegally living with their families and becoming American citizens the proper way. I think there's more of that in Florida than there is in Texas. So we'll see where it all leads. I just say keep sending them. Keep sending them. If 7,000's got her upset, let's get 10,000 New York, and let's work on goals of 10,000 New York and 20,000 in D.C. and see what their policy is. This is the only way to put pressure on Biden to stop any of this. Truly the only way. KKHI is brought to you by Buck Roofing and Construction, online at rbuckroofing.com. Ron Buck's team is available 24/7 for an emergency, or if you'd like to schedule an appointment for them to inspect your roof, that's always free. Call 913-384-2680, and Ron and his team will be right out to take a look at your roof and see what you've got. Sometimes you got a really small repair. They've been known to do that for free. You just give them your word that you'll give them a chance to earn the business 5 years from now when you need a new roof. Ron Buck plays the long game with his company. Customers for life. 913-384-2680. You'll sleep well knowing Buck Roofing fixed the roof over your head. LG TVs at bstock.net. I got an email from Chris, and here's what he's got. He's got the LG 86-inch 4K delivered anywhere in Kansas City, because this baby's big, delivered anywhere in Kansas City for $1,099. It's hundreds more elsewhere if you can find it. It's out of stock at Walmart. They got a giant shipment of these. Now, not everybody has a wall big enough or a cabinet big enough for an 86-inch TV. I've got one in my house. Cato came over. We were watching the Chiefs game Saturday. He goes, "My God, how big is that TV?" I said, "It's an 86." And he goes, "He said, is that a 72? I said, "It's an 86. He goes, "That thing is gorgeous." I said, "Well, thank you. I got it at B-Stock." These folks have a bunch of these right now. Again, an 86-inch 4K LG $1,099, and they'll bring it to your house. Bstock.net. Nobody like them, folks. Nobody. North Kansas City Dental, Dr. Bill Bush is your new dentist. If you'd like to schedule a teeth cleaning, regular dental appointment, just call 816-471-2911. If your dentist is still making you wear a mask while you're in the waiting room, dump them. Bye-bye. Don't have to do that at NKC Dental. You know what these people are. They're conservative. All right? You live your life. They live theirs. Everybody's good. We're all good here at NKC Dental. And there's no pressure. Okay? Oh, there's a little crack in this crown. You got a couple of years left with it. If you want to get on a plan and start working toward fixing some of these things, we'll work on a plan over time. We're not going to beat you over the head and say, oh, you got to do this and spend this money now. No. Switch dentists. NKC Dental. Let them know you heard about it on KKHI. You're really going to enjoy it. He's the dentist to the Chiefs, has been for a decade. You might see a player or a coach when you're there. I have. I was the last time I went there, one of the coordinators was there. That was kind of interesting. Two offices right across the river in North Kansas City or Westwood in Kansas by the plaza, online at nkcdental.com. And don't forget, the big event is coming up September 24th at Stonegate Motor Plaza, Red, White, and Bluma. This is in Stillwell. It raises money for military charities. They've raised over $350,000 at Red, White, and Bluma. Jamie Bluma, the former Royal, this is his baby, this is his passion, and John Hutchins, the owner of Amazing Garage Floors, is the title sponsor. So he's all involved in a million different ways. Hutch is great. He loves raising this money for these military charities. If you can't make it or go, consider going to redwhiteandbluma.org and making a donation. $10, $20, whatever you got. It is worthy. It is right here in our community with military charities. We're big fans. We are making a donation to Red, White, and Bluma through Amazing Garage Floors and Jamie Bluma. We wouldn't miss out on helping this great charity event. They'd love your help as well. RedWhiteAndBluma.org is the website sponsored by Amazing Garage Floors. All right, President Trump is fighting back. He's filed a motion or a suit against the Department of Justice. Blah, blah, blah. This is the news that everybody's out there reporting. We've got documents now showing that Joe Biden was aware of the raid on Trump and started the investigation. And there are now emails and documents to prove it. This is the least interesting or least surprising political news there is. This is just another political mess. The Democrats don't care. This has been a winner for them. Just be on the offensive. Go after Trump, go after Trump, go after Trump. The more you do it near an election, the better it has been for them. For whatever reason, it has worked for them. It has worked. Just be on the offensive. Doesn't matter if there's anything there. Doesn't matter if you're doing it legally. Just go on the offensive and put everybody else on the defensive. So Trump's on the defensive. He's filed a suit. He wants to freeze the investigation. He wants to freeze the documents. He wants his documents back. They're declassified. This is in a court in South Florida. The judge is Aileen M. Cannon. She is a native-born American. I believe she was born in Columbia. She went to Duke University. She's the judge on this case. It's been assigned to her. And she's a Trump appointee. So, listen, I get what Trump's doing, and I know this is what you have to fight back like this. He has no choice. He's always been known as a counterpuncher. But this is just as bad now as the other side. So he goes and finds a judge that he appointed and gets in her court with these motions because it's going to benefit him. What the hell has happened to our justice system? What is with all these judges that you just learn they're either right or they're left, and your fate as a defendant is based upon the judge? That's not right. What is that? Just none of this is right. This is absolutely what Trump has to do. And he clearly has handpicked and found the court and the judge that's going to work for him. And I think it's reasonable to believe that she can put a freeze on this thing and slow it down and freeze the documents. I think that's reasonable. And I think it absolutely should happen until we know exactly what it is, until there's some transparency. We're not going to learn anything by these redacted documents, folks. We're going to see these documents probably, I mean, they're presenting back to Judge Reinhart on Thursday, the redacted version of the affidavit, but that doesn't mean we're going to see it Thursday. I think it'll probably be a while before we see it. When we do, it's just going to be a bunch of black lines, stuff that's just completely blacked out. I don't know the point of any of this, but it clearly isn't going to stop because they do not want Trump to run. And I'll tell you where it's working more than anywhere else. It's working by convincing some people on the right that Trump is the wrong guy. That's what this is about. It's not about anybody that voted for Biden. It's not about anybody that votes for Democrats. That's not what this is. This is about, can we peel off 5 or 10% of his support from people on the right that think it's a bad idea for him to run and make a difference that way? And that's what they're trying to do. It's just, it's so stupid. It is so pathetic that that's what this thing has become. Terrible. And the most obvious story that I don't want to spend a lot of time on because you're hearing a lot elsewhere is Dr. Anthony Fauci is retiring from the federal government in December. Well, this is the most obvious story in the world. Republicans are going to win the House in November. They're going to, when they take over in January, begin an investigation about the origins of COVID, the way we handled COVID, and the things that we did wrong. This is a fact. This is not an opinion. Not one single person on earth was wrong more than Anthony Fauci about COVID. He was repeatedly wrong. He has admitted that he was wrong on several occasions on purpose because we couldn't handle the truth. So he lied to us about this, and it was really bad for America. This is a terrible, petty, evil little man that's caught up in the deep state swamp, and we know exactly what he is. He's a hero to the left because they love government. He was terrible during COVID. He was wrong on, well, he was wrong on everything. He was wrong on what to take. He said, take remdesivir or whatever it was called. He was wrong on masks. He said, don't mask. Then he said, masked. Then he said, double mask. Then he called it a vaccine and said, get a shot and you won't get COVID. And it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He did it all. Every single thing that was wrong about COVID, Fauci did and said. He lived it. You couldn't have been more wrong. Let me just go ahead and state this, because you've been listening to this podcast now, many of you, for a couple of years, all the way through this COVID stuff, okay? So let me just cut to the chase. And I'm not, this is pathetic. What I'm saying is pathetic. This is not bragging, okay? This is embarrassing and pathetic. I have been more right about COVID than Anthony Fauci at every turn. And all I did was use basic human instinct and common sense. Things that we've lived. When you've been on the planet for a few decades, you learn things. And you're like, well, no, that doesn't sound right. And I've got him all over the place saying masks don't work, but now we have to wear them. And he wore two at times. None of it registered. None of it registered. You knew it didn't. None of it made sense. The whole thing, it was absurd. And the one that really stood out to me, I think more than anything else, was when they were saying, this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was the biggest lie perpetuated on American citizens that I can remember in my lifetime. And the reason that was a lie is because we had tens, if not hundreds of millions of Americans that had already had COVID by then, and your natural immunity was better than any shot you could get. Again, having COVID is the best thing you could have had to keep from getting COVID or to keep from going to the hospital with COVID. If you've had it, as I did, and this was November of 20, several months into the pandemic, right? If you had it and you lost your appetite for 2 days and you had a fever every afternoon for an hour or two before you took a Tylenol, and 3 days later you were okay, it really wasn't a pandemic for you. It wasn't. And if you're afraid you're going to die, we knew this. A lot of people, stay home. For me, it wasn't about that. I seem to remember about 10 days after I had it or a week after I had it, we had a really warm stretch of weather go through in November that year. We went out and played golf like 2 out of 4 days or something. Like, I'm not sitting at home. I'm going to go play golf. You know, none of it made sense to me. Zero. And you're probably the same way. You probably had these very same thoughts. We were all better than Fauci at this. I could have done Fauci's job better than he did. I could have. And I think I would have told people, look, we saw very early on, if you are overweight, if you are sick, if you are old, stay home. For crying out loud, stay home. Let's get our arms around this thing. Kids, go to school. You're healthy. It's not affecting you. You're good. Let's keep the kids in school. Let's not ruin this for them. Teachers, if you are not healthy or you can't teach, we'll figure something else out. We'll let you teach remotely, but put the kids in the classroom. Let them be together, something. Get them to school. We've done irreparable harm to a generation of young people. what we did over the course of 2 years and are still doing, because they're doing it in Philadelphia this year, is harmful to these kids. It's a lot more harmful than a virus that was never going to hurt them. Dr. Fauci. They're still going to subpoena him. He's still going to wind up in front of them. It won't matter as much to Americans because he's retired. And this was obvious this was going to happen because there's so much money he can make. He's going to go work for pharmaceutical companies. Now make millions and millions and millions of dollars. He'll write a book. He'll become a CNN contributor. He'll do all those things. Crazy. Finch Knife Company is online at finchknifeco.com. You can also find them in retail locations like Shields, The Bullet Hole, and Teague Tractor. They've got their great new line of knives coming out in just a few days. It will not be long. They're an homage to the great American bison right here in the Midwest. You're going to love it. But check out everything they got online at finchknifeco.com. I'm particularly fond of the Cherry Bomb knife. It's pretty darn cool. Keep life from getting dull with a Finch pocket knife online at finchknifeco.com. Cross Kitchens, my buddy Tim Cross over at Cross Kitchens, he's just thrilled with the people he's meeting. They're just so happy with the folks that he's sitting down in front of. And not everybody's doing their kitchen. Some of you get to a point where like, yeah, that's too much, or it's going to, understood. Just because you meet with him doesn't obligate you to do anything. But he's meeting such great people. He's like, wow, the listeners of this podcast are such good folks. That's pretty cool. And they think the same thing of Tim, which is nice. If you'd like Tim to come to your house and take a look at your kitchen, your bathroom, your potential remodel project, just give him a call. 816-898-7047. When you talk to him, ask him, do you really look a little bit like Luke Bryan? Just a little bit? I don't know if he's heard that from anybody else. Just a little bit. You just look a little bit like Luke Bryan. Nice folks. Online at crosskitchenskc.com. On to sports. And we have had, well, you know what? We've had so many Royals make their debuts this year that Vinny Pasquantino, who made his debut, joked after yesterday's game. The Royals played a make-good game, a rain-out makeup game. They beat the White Sox on Monday afternoon. Vinny Pasquantino was asked about Drew Waters, who made his Major League debut. And Pasquantino said, you know what? We've had so many debuts around here this year, it's a little bit watered down now. I thought that's pretty funny. A little bit watered down about a guy named Drew Waters. I like it. That's funny. There's some young guys having fun. Drew Waters was told to be at the ballpark at 2 o'clock. The problem was the game was at 1:10. He didn't know. This was a makeup game. Apparently somebody told him to be there at 2 o'clock like it was an off day and they weren't going to do anything until Tuesday. He'd be in the lineup Tuesday against the Diamondbacks. That's what he thought, I guess. He's at a hotel in Kansas City. They call him at 10 a.m. and go, what the heck, dude? Where are you? And he's like, what? I just ordered Chick-fil-A. It's getting delivered. I'm at the hotel. And they're like, yeah, the game's at 1:10 and you're in the lineup. He's like, what? He's at the hotel. So he gets in an Uber. Then Uber got to a gate where they wouldn't let him in and it took quite a while. But he finally made it. He hugged some guys in the clubhouse and he got on the field and played right field. And described his Major League debut like this. Drew Waters said, quote, I couldn't feel my legs, unquote. Baseball's unique that way. I think golf is probably a little bit like that. Some sports are. The more active sports, you wouldn't have sensations like that. Like if you play your first NFL football game, you're out there running around and hitting people and you can't be thinking about anything. But you're standing out there in right field all by yourself, looking around going, wow, I'm in the big leagues. That's just a whole different deal. Or standing at the plate all by yourself, and here comes the pitch in your first major league at bat. This is a player the Royals got in the trade with the Braves. Three players came over in exchange for the 35th pick in the draft. So it was kind of a rare trade, but the Royals were like, hey, here's a guy that can really cover space, ground in the outfield. They like his bat. He's 23 years old. He's major league ready. And he came up. He did not get his first major league hit. But in the eighth inning, Drew Waters drew a walk with the bases loaded, and it became the game-winning RBI. So there you go. Quite a debut for Drew Waters, who clearly was not going to make a 1:10 game time unless somebody got a hold of him. Can you imagine? Like, I still have these nightmares. I can't call them nightmares. Bad dreams, we'll call them. I still have these bad dreams where I'm supposed to be somewhere at a certain time and I'm not. And I'm not close. Like I'm hours away or something. I'm like, dang it, I forgot about that. Most of them center around college. Like I got this test, I'm supposed to be there. And, you know, I'm in Aggieville having beers or something. It's awful. And then I wake up and I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I've passed that phase of my life. I'm good. I'm going to be okay that way. But I still have those dreams. Can you imagine what it would be like? He got a call on Saturday night, said, don't tell anybody. Get your butt to Kansas City. They put him in the hotel. He's there. They're like, Monday, 2 o'clock. Because they're in Tampa. Royals are in Tampa. He's in Kansas City. They're flying home. They told him, come to the ballpark at 2 o'clock on Monday. Somebody presumably thought it was either a night game or there was no game on Monday. I don't know which. And then your phone rings at 10. And they're like, dude, what's up? Where are you? Matheny wants to know where you are. We got a game in 3 hours and you're not here. We're getting ready to go take batting practice. What? I'm at the hotel. I just ordered Chick-fil-A. DoorDash is coming. Jumped in an Uber, made it in time, and had a big day. Pretty cool stuff. I get emails about the Chiefs defense, which you wouldn't think that I would. I always chalk these up to these are really, really, really good football fans. They're really into the game and really understand that the Chiefs can have the best offense in football and still not win the Super Bowl. That at some point, if the Chiefs could develop a really good defensive team, they could have a dynasty. But probably not until then. Because there's just too many games like that Bills game, and you can't expect to have 13 seconds left and win a game in the playoffs. You just can't expect that. It's nice that you can. They clearly have that ability, but all the greats that won multiple Super Bowls, the Montanas, Brady, you know them all. All the greats. Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl was nothing but defense. He wasn't very good then. Broncos won with defense. You gotta have some defense. Brady won his first three Super Bowls with nothing but great defense. You need it. The Chiefs haven't had it. So I get a lot of emails from people saying, I don't think it's going to be any better. And my response to them mostly has been, and I thought, well, this is something I could do on the podcast. I keep saying it over and over in emails. Why wouldn't I use it on the podcast? How will we know if they're any better? The Chiefs play every great quarterback in the league this year. Like every high-flying offense available, the Chiefs are playing. The AFC has become an absolute nightmare over the last 18 months. Chiefs got their Super Bowl. Chiefs are great. Chiefs have as good a chance as anybody. All that is true. Here's the problem. There might be 7 or 8 quarterbacks now in the AFC that can just go out and win each game in the playoff. When the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, how did they do it? They were down double digits in every postseason game. They threw the game plan out the window. Andy Reid's game plans he put together all week, just tore it up, threw it out the window and said, Mahomes, go win the game for us. And he did. And now there's like 7 or 8 teams in the AFC that can do that. It's crazy, the quarterbacks. So how will we know if the Chiefs' defense is better when it gets this much harder to stop teams? It's not exactly what college football was 10 years ago, but it's close. There's just teams that can go up and down the field in the AFC. Chiefs play them all. The division's ridiculous. The quarterbacks in the division are ridiculous. The whole thing's ridiculous. How do you compare the Chiefs' defense to Carolina's defense? Or Arizona, or New Orleans, or Washington, or some of these NFC also-rans that are going to go out, hand the ball off, punt it away, and play defense against other NFC teams that don't score much. How are you? You can't look at defenses this year 1 through 32. That is not fair. Maybe go look at them by conference, but don't compare the Chiefs to anybody in the NFC defensively. Just don't even do it. It's a completely different game over there. I can't, the scales of justice thing, boy, the AFC, woo, is that way higher than the NFC. Just on quarterbacks alone. It's freakish. I don't know how we'll judge the Chiefs' defense. They're not stopping people. I can tell you that right now. There will be a bunch of shootouts this year. I think they've got some better personnel. I think they've got some good ideas. I'd like to think they're going to be better, but I'm not sure we'll see that statistically. How do you judge them? I'm just going to judge them by watching. How close are they to breaking up passes? Can they get more turnovers? How much pressure do they get on the quarterback? It'll be intangible things watching the game. Is Russell Wilson running around for his life, or is he comfortable today? You know, those are the things. Is Herbert getting hit right as he throws, or is his uniform clean and he hasn't been touched? These are the things we'll have to watch. Because even if you, even you know, they could still score points when you're knocking around, but if you're knocking quarterbacks around and doing some nice things defensively, that will pay off in the fourth quarter. That's when it matters. Teams get tired. That's what you want to see happen. We'll see. I guess we'll see. Former Kansas Jayhawk and longtime NFL star Aqib Talib is out at Amazon. He was part of the studio crew for Thursday Night Football this year. And I'll say this about Aqib Talib. He was a terrific football player. And he was getting really good at broadcasting and was going to add a lot to this. If you haven't heard this story, 10 days ago, Yaqub Talib, Aqib Talib's brother, shot and killed a youth football coach at a game, Michael Hickman. What you don't know about the story is Aqib Talib was there. You may know that part. But Aqib Talib started the argument with the coach. And Aqib Talib, according to witnesses, threw the first punch. So Aqib Talib's at a youth football game, starts an argument with the coach, punches him. It leads to a melee where Talib's brother, Yaqub, pulls his gun out and shoots and kills the coach. Yeah, that's the end of Aqib Talib. I just don't know how he can work anymore. Aqib Talib had issues at KU. He got into a fight as a rookie in the NFL. He claimed he got shot in the leg at a strip club, lied to police, was drunk when he actually shot himself, intoxicated. He beat up a taxi driver and resisted arrest and got arrested. He fired a gun at his sister's boyfriend a few years ago, was arrested on those charges. And now here he is starting a fight at a Little League football game, where his brother pulls out a gun and shoots and kills the coach. Again, excellent football player. I thought he was doing really well as a broadcaster. The man's not changing. If you're his age and you're at Little League football games, starting fights and throwing punches at coaches, you've got a problem. Again, I know I got a lot of heat with a lot of you about this Clay Travis thing that happened this summer, but that idiot getting launched out of a Little League baseball game for F-bombing the umpire from behind the screen is almost as embarrassing as some of Aqib Talib's actions at a Little League game. What if Clay Travis had been the third base coach and was screaming at the umpire that way? Could it have led to a fight and fist punches being thrown? Possibly. People, you got to calm down at Little League games. You got to calm down. Aqib Talib's done. I'm sorry. And if he's not, what a sad thing. If anybody hires him again, what a sad statement that would be. I've got somebody for you to hire. How about Window World? You need a new window, door, maybe some siding on your home? Window World has it all, and it's all made in America with a lifetime warranty. They've got 0% interest available. Who's got that? Window World does. Simply the best for less. They're the official windows of the Kansas City Chiefs. John Gillette has owned and operated Window World for many, many, many years. I've been affiliated with him for probably 15 years. And he just does a great job all throughout the state of Missouri and Kansas, up into Nebraska and Iowa. It's Window World. They'll come to you, and it's free to have them out to look at what you've got. 816-799-0820. Online at windowskansascity.com or windowworld.com. It'll lead you right to John Gillette's fine organization here in Kansas City. Window World is simply the best for less. Roberts Robinson, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Excelsior Springs. The lifetime warranty is free on all new vehicles. Don't settle for the 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty. Get a lifetime warranty that covers it all. Engine, transmission, transfer case, drive axle, fluids, filters. Warranty ensures repair or replacement of any covered powertrain component that fails as long as you own your vehicle. That's at Roberts Robinson, and it's absolutely free with every new vehicle purchased. That includes vehicles that you order. Why wouldn't you order it? If you're looking for a new Chevy Silverado or GMC Sierra, Roberts Robinson is your truck headquarters. Order it up. Go to robertsrobinson.com. Start dreaming a little bit. Decide what you want. Give them a call, and right there on the phone, they'll do it with you. Or you can drive to Excelsior and sit in front of their computer with all the options. There's a million ways to do it. Either way, it's very easy for you. They'll deliver the car right to you. That's pretty good. RobertsRobinson.com. And Advanced Medical Imaging, online at MedImageKS.com. If you'd like to get a heart scan, get your plaque score, it's under $100. That's out of pocket. It's an advanced medical imaging. Again, online, medimageks.com, or call Tricia at 785-856-0224. They have the best, biggest, most comfortable machines for MRIs available with quiet, natural lighting. This is all major insurance accepted for MRIs and CT scans. Why would you wait three weeks when your doctor says go get a scan? We had a friend recently who had an employee blow a knee out playing some flag football on the weekend and said, we'll get you in tomorrow. You don't have to. She called her hospital chain. They're like, it'll be 2 weeks from Wednesday. No. Next day, go get it done and get moving on your treatment. MedImageKS.com. Kelly Kay is a model. Kelly Kay is a social media model. She is 27. She is most famous for wearing thongs and showing off her buttocks at various places around the world, exotic locales. She is a model, and she has now gone on Insta to let the world know that she had a text exchange with the tight end from the University of Oregon, Spencer Webb, where he said, I'm going to have your baby. And she said, I hope you do. And they went back and forth that I'm going to be your baby daddy and all this stuff. And she has now announced that she's pregnant. She's going to have that baby, even though Spencer Webb died last month. Oh, there's more to this story. Hang on. Kelly Kay, the social media model, 27, pregnant, having the baby of Spencer Webb, who is dead, the former tight end at Oregon. He died last month cliff diving. He hit his head. She's still going to have the baby. She's pleased to bring into the world, thrilled to bring into the world, a person that's half Spencer and half Kelly. She's very excited about this. This is the woman that got arrested on the field at the Chiefs 49ers Super Bowl. Kelly Kay said she was attempting to make $1 million, that she could make easily $1 million on social media if she could streak on the field at the Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl game. Now, she had a thong on, so I guess she was going to streak topless in a thong. She got caught in the end zone during a timeout, and she hadn't even gotten her dress off yet. She had like a sundress on, and her plan was to jump on the field, rip the sundress off, keep the thong bikini bottoms on, and run around topless. Well, they got her, and they got her before she got her dress off. About eight of them got her. They dragged her toward the elephant tunnel, the corner, and as she did, somehow she was able to lift her dress so everybody could see her buttocks in a thong, which is her thing. So I guess she kind of pulled it off, but I don't think she made $1 million. That's been a couple of years ago, folks, 2.5 years ago, to be exact. And now here it has led to her dating the tight end at Oregon, getting pregnant by him, only to have him cliff dive in July. Something tells me this is going to be a rough go. I mean, unless she gets some sort of reality show about raising this baby herself or something, I don't know how she's going to pay for all this. I don't know what she's going to do. She does not appear to have any appreciable skills or idea what she's doing in life. She's going to have this baby, and she just thinks that having the baby, I guess, is going to make money for her. I don't know. I don't know what her plan is. That is one wild run for Kelly Kay from attempting to streak at the Chiefs-Niners Super Bowl game, flashing her bare butt in a thong, getting pregnant from a man it sounds like she truly loved. They loved each other. But he just wanted to be the baby daddy. They didn't apparently want to get married. He was a very promising tight end. I think she probably thought, well, he's going to make a lot of money playing football, and I'm going to do this social media thing. Man, I just got to say, these kids got the wrong idea. This is not the way to go through life. Going on social media, flaunting your body, doing whatever it is, it's fleeting. You surely know that in your 20s, that you're not going to be able to sit there and do that forever. Maybe it's fun. Sure, it's a party lifestyle. Good for you. But I hope she thinks really long and hard about this baby, about doing the right thing by this baby. And I kind of hope she finds a man who's sort of stable. Maybe stabilizes her. I just can't believe some of these wild women out there, the things that they do. And I mean, that's quite a 2 years she's had in her little life, right? And now she's all over Insta, you know, I'm going to have this baby. My baby daddy's baby. It's going to, he's going to be going to be the greatest dad ever from heaven, she says. Okay. We always try to find you some interesting and fun things at KKHI. I hope you're enjoying the podcast, and I thank you very much for spreading the word to other people. I know you're doing that. You're hitting the like and the follow button, subscribe button, or teaching somebody else how to do it. That's awesome, too. We're going to stay here every day, keeping up the good fight, as we are. If you'd like to become a patron, we're doing a patron podcast on Tuesday. Thursdays every week, we're going to have Danny Klinkscale with Between the Lines 2.0. We will have Thursday selections from Lee Sterling. He'll give a free Thursday night play on a football game every single Thursday if you're a sports bettor. If you want to get in on that, Lee Sterling can help you out with that. We got all kinds of great stuff coming up for football season if you'd like to become a patron. Just go to kkhasissues.com and sign up. It is absolutely easy to do. You can do it in less than 5 minutes. And for $5 a month or more, you get all the bonus content and the newsletter every weekend from Kevin Keatsman, Has Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.